All right, we're going to go with the easy stuff first. What the heck's going on? They have an FAA bill that they have to do by the end of September. They could do it earlier. First question is, Rick, why are you talking to me about federal aviation bills? Well, one of the things that bill is going to do is extend ticket taxes because they'll expire otherwise on September 30. So that makes that bill a tax bill that has to be done by the end of September. So, of course, people like me and other people want to attach a bunch of stuff on the FAA bill that's unrelated to FAA, that are tax-related, to try to get things fixed that are screwed up in this tax reform law. You sit here and think of what you're hearing about how the exempt org stuff screwed up. Let me just make it clear to you to make you feel better. The corporate and individual stuff are just as easily screwed up, and more so because there's way bigger dollars. So they got a lot of things they got to do, but it could carry some tax items. You want to sort of follow the news in your tax publications on what's going on with the FAA bill. I'll just say it like that. They still have to do a spending bill. They're going to try to do some appropriation bills for once in a blue moon here. They're going to try to pass a few individually, or what they call mini omnibuses, where they combine two or three spending bills together. But likely in September, they're going to need to do another short-term bill, and everything is going to be pushed back to a lame duck. Now, the other thing I want to mention to you is normally I tell you everything's going to get pushed back to September 30 because that's the end of the fiscal year. But this is an election year, and Congress has scheduled recesses. And one of the recesses they're scheduled to leave is around September 14th.